provided. Through it all, God protected. Through it all, God promoted. I discovered that He makes everything work together for the good of those who love Him and are called. Hey! Romans 8, 28. Raise your right hand, repeat after me. Through it all, I grab the hold of the promise that if God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8, 31. Through it all, I discovered that nothing can separate me from the love of God. If you believe that and you're grateful for everything you've been through because you have learned. Hey, there is an anointing born out of adversity that enables you to shake everything hell sends your way. Through it all. I love that. Hey, Mr. Viper, you attacked the wrong person, sunshine. Because I carry an anointing that was born out of adversity. My anointing did not arrive from Amazon.com. My anointing fell upon me in the midst of a storm. It was born in a shipwreck. An anointing that enables me to shake off everything hell sends my way. I'm not who I used to be. Oh, I have given you authority to walk over all snakes and scorpions. You will be able to destroy all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you, Luke 10:19. They will fight you, but they will fail. The Bible doesn't say the snakes will never come after you, or the vipers will never come after you, or the critics will never come after you, or the liars will never come after you. No, they will fight you, but they will fail. For I am with you, I will take care of you, I the Lord have spoken, Jeremiah 1:19. Survivors are not afraid of snakes. Shipwreck survivors are not threatened by what comes out of the fire. Because when you survive the storm and overcome a shipwreck, the snakes that jump out of the fire can do absolutely nothing to you. If you receive that, raise your hand. Your prayer, whatever the enemy does, listen carefully, watch this list. Your prayer will stop him. Your praise will confuse him. Your peace will paralyze him. Your integrity will disarm him. And your resistance will make him flee. Oh, through it all. It's just, you got to be able to shake it off. Because the moment that anointing is there, it's unstoppable. You can't stop. Once the fire is present, the things are going to be exposed because they can't take the heat. But all you got to do is just don't analyze. Don't go into this psychotherapeutic biopsychosocial analysis. Just take it, boom, where it will never pop up again. Because the Holy Spirit, the moment is, how can I put this? South Africa, I need you to get ready. I wrote some stuff down because we're about to grab a hold of the viper of wokeism and perpetual victimization, of identity fluidity. The viper's coming after our children with ideologies and social constructs, poisoning them on issues of race, sex, and gender. We're about to pick up every viper coming out of South Africa. And we're not going to look at it, analyze it. We're not going to create some sort of justificational framework for it. I kid you not. Prophetically speaking, I'm going to tell you what I saw today. We're going to grab every viper and we're going to throw it into the fire of God. You're about to grab a hold. I sense the Holy Spirit. You're about to grab a hold of every viper coming against your children, your family, your home, your calling, your generation, your community. We're about to grab a hold of every viper attacking the millennial generation, Generation Z, Generation Alpha. And we're not going to cast them into the fire in the name of Jesus. If you're ready to do that, raise your hand. We're going to cast because you're not who you used to be. I said, you're not who you used to be. You're not who you used to be. And we begin by casting out, by grabbing a hold of the vipers that attack our minds. Because the greatest vipers that can actually threaten, vipers, snakes, they either strangle or they poison. That's the modus operandi. Strangulation takes more of a process. It's more whimsical and nuanced, but it achieves the same objective. That's just drip, drip, drip indoctrination. Through media, through educational means. The idea is just to lock down churches in perpetuity, to turn down the fire of revival and awakening and truth of grace and love of Jesus. I don't want to get controversial here. I don't, so help me. But so last year through the video I sent, I cross-referenced this briefly, but it's nothing like being here live and in person because it got even worse after I sent the video. I come, from, as you know, from California, and that explains the craziness. And some of you know, because I talked about it last year briefly, but it got even worse. We had to go legal and go Supreme Court on this. The governor of my state during the COVID lockdown did something no other governor in American history has ever done. And if we're streaming or we're recording this, so for God bless my governor. Bless your heart. So the governor of my state, who has really nice hair, he Googled this, make sure I'm not making it up. He, in the middle of COVID, he said, from the beginning, he said, churches are not essential, not important, lock them down, you can't meet. We expected that because it's California. But then he even went so radical, that even China went, you went too far. And so he literally said, by executive order, I hereby decree, not only can you not meet in churches, but you are hereby forbidden, prohibited from having any gathering in your home. Watch this. With family or friends, where you do the following things: pray, praise, worship, sing, or chant. It was the chanting part that killed the Rodriguezes. Because we wake up every morning and we go, That's what happens. And the majority of pastors didn't go like, what? No. Some of them acquiesced, and I have no qualms. I'm not criticizing them. Whatever you do, you, don't be you actually. But my point is, we're recording this? Great. Hey, cameraman, give me a tight shot. I just want to make it clear, South Africa. There's not a president, a prime minister, a parliament, a Congress, a Supreme Court. There's not a government on earth that will ever have the power to stop the Holy Spirit from moving. You can't stop the Holy Spirit from moving. You can't stop the hook. Somebody prays like you know what I'm talking about. You can't stop Jesus from being exalted. You can't stop the gospel from being preached. You can't stop the anointing. You can't stop the glory. You can't stop the love of God, the truth of God. Somebody shout like the viper is going into the fire. All right, let's do this. Real quick today, grab a hold of the snake right there. Where you at? Right there where you're at. Grab a hold of the viper. This is wham, bam, thank you, Sam. Real quick today. Grab a hold of the viper. Grab a hold of the viper. Ooh. Every viper in our generation, every viper in the culture, every viper of addiction, of bondage, of sin, of captivity, of lukewarmness. Every viper coming after our children and our children's children. This is the last day, baby. We are about to cast this viper into the fire that will consume it in the name of Jesus. I'm here to tell you, in every sphere of influence, from church to business to media and arts and entertainment to science and innovation, the marketplace, we are about to see the vipers burn in the name of Christ by the authority of God's children rising up. All right, so grab it. Go ahead. I'm going to count to three. I sense the power of God. I sense the power of God. Ooh. I sense the power of God. Oh. I told you the vipers that begin, not just those here. Don't you dare confront the vipers in the world unless you have first confronted the vipers in your mind. There are thoughts that come to poison your purpose and strangle your God-ordained dream. And I want to remind you, the battle is between your mind and your mantle. The battle is between your mind and your mantle. The battle is between the thoughts that run through your head and the calling of God upon your life. The true battle is between anointing and anxiety. The true battle is between drama and destiny. The true battle was between your memories and your imagination. But how many here don't feel, think, hope? How many know the battle has already been won? 1 Corinthians 15:57. Christ is my victory. So grab a hold of it right now. Vipers that have emerged with a multi-generational agenda of bondage that have kept your family down. We're casting every viper into the fire of God's consuming truth. Every lie of the enemy will be consumed in the fire of God's glory and presence. Are you ready? Tell your neighbor, give me some space. I got a couple of vipers here. These are not garden snakes, baby. I got a couple of boas here. I got a couple of cobras here. I got things that came out to poison me, to strangle me, but here I am. Here I am. Here I am. By the way, the Bible says what? The Bible says what? The people expected him to swell up and die. They expected him to die, but he didn't. Let me declare prophetically, this season you're stepping into will be the season of surprise, surprise, surprise. You're not hearing that. South Africa, get ready to surprise the world. Your family, your church, your anointing, your career. Get ready to surprise the world. Somebody shout surprise. 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 Are you ready? Acts 28:6, there it is. I'm believing that in this season you will surprise those that expected you to swell up and die. And instead of dying, you will thrive. Grab it. The moment it becomes impossible, it officially belongs to God. Grab it. Knowing that the time you spend in God's presence will determine your capacity to manage God's promise. Get ready, grab it. Just like what happened in Malta, the people you prayed for are about to become the people you pray with. Can I say that one more time? The people you've been praying for are about to become the people you pray with. Hey! Grab it. Grab it. Don't overthink it. Just grab it. Because sometimes it's the overthinking that impedes the overcoming. Grab it. Don't sell out. Paul could have easily said, this is way too much. Deuces, I'm out. I'm not going to Rome. I'm going to London. We must never sell out the gospel. Grab it. We must never exchange truth for followers. We must never exchange truth for followers, sound doctrine for likes, and the message of the cross for a message of comfort. Grab it. Isaiah 43:19. I'm about to do something new. Here it is. You're about to surprise the world. South Africa, surprise. Africa, surprise. America, surprise. Australia, surprise. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Are you ready? You have your viper? You have your many vipers? Snakes. Somebody help me out here. Does anybody know what part did the snake grab a hold of? The foot? The ankle? The neck? The what? The hands. And verse 8, Acts 28. The political most influential leader in Malta, his father, ate too much nachos and had issues. He had dysentery and fever. I'm not saying they were Mexican nachos because that's slightly racist. You were nachos.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
The Bible says Paul went in and prayed for him, laying his what? Oh, snap. The same area that the viper attacked is the same area that God used to bring about his glory. You're not hearing me. Whatever hell attacked in your life, get ready. It will be the same area where God's glory will shine the most. Are you ready? The same area. All right, grab it. No joke now. At the count of three, we're going to put her into the fire. Pastor, can you come up here real quick and do this with me? I want you to grab a hold of the vipers that have emerged, and they are being exposed in South Africa. Because the fire of God's glory, when that consuming fire, when the fire of God's sovereignty, of God's truth and love, when the fire of His Spirit is present, the vipers have to be exposed. We should worry when the vipers are not coming out. We should worry when things are not popping up. It means that they're hiding, that they're poisoning in silence, that they're strangling in silence. But they come out because the fire intensifies. CRC, the fire of God in South Africa. Why do you see things popping up? Are you ready? Can you do me a favor? Can you grab the viper of corruption? I feel the Lord right now. Grab the viper of perpetual victimization. Grab the viper that wants to make a God out of race and gender for generations to come. I want to remind everyone here, before you're white and before you're black, you are a child of God, a Christian filled with the power of God. So let's do it. The viper of pedophilia and sexual grooming coming after our children. The vipers in South Africa. Grab a hold of them. Those that are personal in your family. Matter of fact, your right hand, grab a personal one. Vipers that have attacked your family historically. And on your left hand, go corporate. Go big. And grab a hold of a viper attacking your generation. At the count of three, I don't want you to go like, I want you to take that viper and I want you to throw it into the fire. No, it will, the moment Paul put it back, that sucker never came back again. So get ready. Are you ready? At the count of three, we're going to chuck. There's going to be a breakthrough here with measurable outcomes in the name of Jesus. And if in the next few days you hear in the news here in South Africa, a bunch of corruption is exposed, give God some praise and start worshiping. Are you ready? One, two. And when you do it, give God the greatest praise you've given him in the past 3 years, because the fire is in your praise. One, two, three. Hey! Hey! Come on, South Africa! Yes! Yeah! 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 Lift up your hands. Let me pray over you. Pastor, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the Lord will continue to exponentially multiply. Sir, God has anointed you to be the head and not the tail, to continue to lead. But the platforms, the facilitative platforms where you can communicate and speak to church and culture. You are a cultural reformer. A societal architect. You're not the normal pastoral cup of tea. You are both vertical and horizontal. You are both righteousness and justice. You are both sanctification and service. Let me just declare by faith through Christ in South Africa. Let me use American context. I'm an American, so I have to use the lens of my context. In this country, you will reconcile Billy Graham's message with Dr. King's march. You will be known as the pastor of righteousness and justice and truth and love. Oh! Huh. South Africa, get ready! Somebody shout, I'm on my way to Rome! I'm on my way to Rome! I'm on my way to Rome! Let me bless you. Heavenly Father, bless every single person here. Solidify this message in perpetuity for generations to come. Mark every heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Every single person here has a Rome assignment. Rome represents destiny, God-ordained purpose. Lord, we believe by faith that everyone here will reach their destination. They will fulfill their assignment, which is to take the gospel of Jesus to not only the ends of the earth, to absolutely everyone we ever encounter. And we declare that everyone we ever meet will experience the vicarious atoning finished work of Christ through our testimony and lives. So Lord, activate this on my way to Roman anointing. We are all shipwreck survivors. We're all storm survivors. And any viper that has the audacity to come out towards us, we will cast it into the fire of God's consuming truth. And the same area the enemy has been attacking will be the same area that will shine for the glory of Jesus. If you receive this word, give him the final shout of praise for this session. Somebody shout, I'm on my way to Rome. I'm on my way to Rome. So do it. Innovation, ingenuity, creativity, do it. Listen to God. Go beyond comfortable Christianity. Listen to the Spirit of God. Go change the world. May the strength of the Father, the grace of the Son, the anointing of the Holy Spirit make this season the most productive season of your life. South Africa, let's do one thing together. In the name of Jesus, Colossians 3:17, for the glory of Christ, 1 Corinthians 10:31. Let's do one thing together. Let's go change the world. God bless you and God keep you.
Oh, come on, give Dr. Samuel Rodriguez the biggest shout. Come on, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Come on, give him. Come on.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power, What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.